Oh my god, hello friends. Welcome back to another Simple Mo stream presented by Couch Cat. We do this twice a week, Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. US Eastern Standard Time. I'm Pison. This is Crazy Fi.
Hello.
And tonight we're going to be discussing some interesting topics. One specifically from the Discord server. We have forums in there. We love it. We love to see it when our friends post topics, and eventually we pluck those topics out once they've matured like fine wine, if you once they they get enough comments, and then we bring them to the freaking stream. And we're also going to go over some of the most recent patch notes because they were pretty interesting. But before we get into that, hello chat. And before I get into saying hello to the chat, Crazy Fi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm tired. I had an impromptu nap like an hour ago. I didn't even realize I fell asleep.
Damn.
Thankfully, my wife was next to me and she was like, "Hey, time to get a move on." So,
Yeah,
yeah, I would have slept right through without realizing it. I ran out of Celsius. I got nothing to keep me boosted. So
oh
it's rough.
God. Well,
Please, please
thank
sponsor
you,
us.
Crazy Fi's wife, for saving the day. 'Cause I would have quit. I would have quit Couch Cat. He's got one last chance. You know what I mean, everyone? No, just kidding.
Everyone, we're on hiatus. Congrats.
Once again, leaving it to me to say we're on. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I have a lot of Celsius, dude. BJ's, even though it's just orange and kiwi, it's like 30 plus cans, and I love the orange, so I'll take
Have
it.
you tried the Oasis vibes?
I have not tried any of the new ones.
The Oasis ones are like, eh. I
They're
would
not
stick to the
here.
tropical vibes.
They're not here. If there's like remnants, like I bought one last box of Tropical Vibe and I haven't seen it in months.
Damn, that must
Yeah.
suck.
So Sam or Kimchurs, she surprises me and she buys me like single cans of Alani Nu to boost my morale. So that's where we're at right now. anything else? I mean, you had a nap, but how are you actually doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Been a little busy, but we are making a lot of changes in the house right now for the baby. So a lot of furniture is coming in. We have boxes on boxes and downstairs, making all sorts of changes to the house. So it's getting crazy. It's getting
Do you
wild.
want to address your death recently, when you lost
Oh,
power and you died it
yeah.
out?
That's right. This is the first stream back since I disappeared, huh? Yeah. Okay. So that sucked. Like I was joking the last stream where I was just like, it would really suck if my internet went out, and it did. That was awful. We had a flash flood. And literally within an hour we had like 8 feet of rain at one point. My entire neighborhood, my whole street was flooded all the way up to the driveway. Like it was flooded up into the driveway. I've never seen this before. But like it was wild. And like every time my power and internet would come back on, I'd be like, oh, I can join the stream real fast. And then all of a sudden, boom, another lightning hit. And then I lose power and internet again. I was like, well, this freaking sucks. So like I spent like 40 minutes of that stream trying to get back into the stream, and then I was like, all right, you know what? It's game over. I can't. I Mother Nature's won this round. So it was wild, and it occurred 3 times since that. Like it was like Thursday during stream, Thursday at like midnight, and then like Saturday, like multiple flash floods. It was wild. It was really cool.
Yeah, shout out to chat for helping me keep that sinking ship afloat, and also creating the lore of the gout ending Crazy Fi too soon. But yeah, that was an interesting time. I was like, wow, we didn't really have anything planned, so we were just going kind of free form, and then Crazy Fi died, and then here I am. Cool.
It was. I wish I had a kayak to go kayaking out on my
No
streets.
problem.
That would have been crazy.
That yeah, right into another house and just like flip your kayak. Oh no, nah,
Right
dude.
into a car in the middle of a street.
Yeah, just a car door that's like open and you just slap it. Well, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Course, of course.
I'm repping my newest gym shirt from Rascal Apparel. It's based off Akira. It's awesome. So repping that. What else? I'm stoked for MSI, for, you know, LCS or just League of Legends esports in general. I saw the first like Group B seed, and I was like, wow, I know no one besides G2. So I'm waiting for the rest to roll out. And I'm also getting stoked, because I don't know if you know this, chat, but I'm getting stoked for the award show. The Couch Cat Award Show.
Oh, yeah.
For the conclusion of Season 1 for the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard. That's literally Thursday. And yep. I don't know if we said this enough, but it's happening. It's going to be great.
It's happening.
We are giving away the official awards that, you know, go to the guilds in the first slots for each tier. And then we're also doing the voting portion, or, you know, going over the community voting portion for all the flex titles for Season 1. So it's going to be a big show, I think. I don't know. Hopefully our friends will show up. Hopefully you guys show up. But CrazyFi has been working hard on it. I've been here, and it's been a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I have this grand vision in my head of like an amazing award show. It will be a small percentage of that grand vision.
And it's a PowerPoint.
we will start small, just like in Season 1, start small and work our way up and get better at it. So
yeah.
As
it's
always,
the first,
you know,
one. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah, we won't be Grammys level just yet. Yeah, just give us a few seasons, and then we'll get that Grammy quality
like
going 20, on, you know?
Like 2025, we'll have this down. All right. Well, before we get into the topics tonight, let's go to chat. I've been ignoring you for too long. Dagon's here as first. So shout out to Dagon. More merch. He's gotten the first evolution of our merch ever, and then now the second evolution. Looking good in our hat. And our my Simple Memo branded shirt that deals with all the stats or the attributes in game. So they both look awesome on Dagon. Shout out to him. And then also shout out to Lochness. Lochness got our newest long sleeve. I mean, she requested it, and so I made it. But we have our stealth long sleeve, where it's just like the outline of the logo in dark colors. So new merch is looking fly on our people. You know what I mean? So shout out to them. We got Tim here, who is fresh in Couch Cat, the guild, the dead retired guild that we do PvE tasks, which we're about to complete successfully. Thank you, Tim. We also have Joshua here. Joshua, it's good to see you. I know you've been missing some of the streams. You let us know on some comments, but I'm glad you're here tonight. Nauri's here. Good to see Nauri. Grawdog's here, which might be a mistake, but he is a vampire. So it's good to see Grawdog alive and kicking well. Sofa's here. And then they are going to bed, and they say roleplaying rocks. So remind me to ban Soph later. Role players, you know, not allowed. Rai Sassima is here from TPC, featured in the TPC fanfic. Shout out to all those who bought that, by the way. Awesome. Good to see you, Rai Sassima. And then we have James here. It's the Irish. So he's Irish, okay? And he's been playing a lot of COD with us because CrazyFi was MIA this weekend. I don't know if you knew this, chat, but we were playing some Call of Duty. James got Call of Duty, and he's gone from a baby little, you know, run out in the open and get, you know, dinked in Warzone to he's actually using cover now. So he's growing up. He's doing good. He's now within the fold. He's part of the crew. So shout out to James and everyone else who plays with us during the weekend. So Cutie, Ace, it's good times. But you know, CrazyFi, you're supposed to be there. Oh, and Alec actually, CrazyFi, you'll never believe this. Alec showed up to play Call of Duty.
I've missed Alec showing up after
Alec
all the times they says he'll show up.
And he talked so much smack, and he was bottom of the leaderboard every time. His Overwatch, his Overwatch skill did not translate to Call of Duty.
That's funny.
But he's here. Shout out to Alec. He's one of our good best friends, really. And he's excited for the Guild Warrior debate. Newsflash or spoiler, PvE, it's not good for you. but yeah, Amelia's here. Someone from Global Chat. Thank goodness. I know I said hi. We're using Yomu's tool, by the way. If you never have seen this before, if you're wondering what's on the screen right now, it's Yomu's tool. The link is down in the description at the very, it's the last link. If you've never used it before, start using it. Get your 10 hours, and then you'll become eligible to win Patreon tier time within the app to get, you know, more snazzier stuff from Yomu.
Highly recommend.
Because we host the giveaway monthly. Because we're partners. He hasn't talked to me since the giveaways. I hope we're still friends. Keeban's here. Good to see Keeban, that little shit. Amelia, I already called Amelia out. Just good to see Amelia. Amelia's going to be repping Rain Factory for our award show Thursday. Unless she DMs me last minute and says she's not. But hopefully she'll still be there. My global chat on mobile app. Oh, yeah. We see people with some success. Wow, you really paid for product placement. No, we did not give a dime. All right, what's going on in global chat real quick? Oh no, Alec is popping off to himself. Yes, I am good enough for an ESL COD team. I played in ESL CSGO for like a month. It was a fun time. I'm sure I'm still that good. All right, so
CSGO 2 comes out.
Yeah, CSGO 2 comes out, and I'm just not going to have the bandwidth. I'm just not. It's like, it's Call of Duty. I'm trying Battlefield for the fun of it, but I don't have enough room for all these FPSs. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Loch Ness, shout out to Loch Ness. We just shouted you out actually for the merch you just purchased. So shout out. It's CS2. Yes, of course, Alec. Not that it makes any difference to you because you're a noob. All right. So first order of business.
Yes.
We already covered the award show. It's happening Thursday.
This Thursday.
Now we want to go over the patch notes. So CrazyFi, will you be sharing the patch notes?
Yeah, I got it up. I shared it.
All right. I'll hide the chat. Boop. Did you like that sound effect? It's pretty good.
There's that one. All right. Let me... Ooh, that works.
Why is everyone roasting me in global?
It's what's deserved, honestly.
Everyone's just roasting. Ice Bear not roast me because Ice is full defense, and that's just, he's a noob. Penguin of Space. Oh, Joshua, nice. you just joined our Discord. I thought you were there this whole time. It's good to see you. Welcome.
Excuse me. All right.
Wow, we are super excited right now.
Yeah.
Crazy
patch notes just make me very, very excited. Okay. So we just saw an update today. It had a little bit of fun for a quick minute, but let's cover up what the patch notes were actually. So version 12.21 is the first one that came out today. That added a gold distribution page to the guild's bank, where the leaders and co-leaders can now distribute out gold to members. So that's good. Oh man. I'm going to blush.
He means me.
No, you're not a celebrity, please. I make the couch cat, right, guys?
That's fucked. That's so fucked. Ice is dissing me in global, too. My night's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry.
Anyways, bank UI changes, guild bank UI changes, fix the diamond market selling, fix incorrect values on the guild contribution API response, which is interesting. I have actually never used a guild contribution API response because our guild is a retirement guild, so we don't contribute anything.
How dare you? How dare you assume such a thing? Oh, by the way, rest in peace to Grumper. Grumper like quit the game, and he was like our heaviest stepper.
Oh, yeah.
He's four weeks gone. He left the Discord. Life sucks once again. But now we have Tim, so maybe Tim will... I don't know. Grumper was like on juice, dude. He was like juicing to the gills. But go on. I keep derailing you.
You're good. Increase the market limit to 2 bill, which is interesting that it's at 2 bill because there's a lot of items that are over 2 bill anyway. So what's the point? I don't know. Inflation.
I don't trust the market anyway. I don't trust people.
Yeah. So that was the first update, and then the next update that came out was that the updated game rules. External links are now allowed as long as they abide by the rules and are not included in the list of exceptions.
That didn't last long.
No, it did not. Posting your own personal social links, such as your social media pages and Discord accounts, is now allowed increase the custom avatar size limit, increase the custom sprite size limit, added missing pagination on the game updates page, enable new lines on item descriptions, and you can no longer submit special characters in the item description. Except for a few exceptions. What are those exceptions? Who knows?
So, when it says increase the custom avatar size, we're still 52x52, right? It just means bigger files?
Correct.
Is that what that means? So, like, more frames
the file
and shit?
Size can be bigger. That's all it is.
Do we have an artist here? Naori, can you tell us, does this make any difference? Okay, I forgot Kevin's an artist. let's see. Narnia is here. Welcome to chat, Narnia. It's good to see you. Narnia is good people. Amelia said in response to 0.21 or 12.21, it broke the ability to use the deposit all button. It just comes out with the guild total gold, not mine. Welcome back, Nallery. I showered in shade before the stream so I could just go to bed like a little baby after a stream.
I like how this is your own bank UI exchange.
Really?
Yeah, this is what it looks like now. So it doesn't take you to the deposit page. It's just right here automatically. Kevin said it's a big difference for people like Red who always have giant file sizes, but it doesn't affect me at all. So.
That's right. Caveman, welcome to the chat, homie.
Let's look at the guild bank.
Caveman actually just introduced themselves. Did I already say that last time? In our Discord server, he's been there. He's been lurking there for like forever.
Oh, and this is how you distribute from the guild bank. You could just click on a person who will get it, and then you could distribute, I guess.
Exciting stuff for active guilds.
How do you actually distribute it, though? Oh, there it is. You just gotta scroll down a little bit more. So.
Wow, thanks, CrazyFi. Really getting to the gist of this.
Yep, problem solved, everyone. We could all go about our business.
Isn't that so? Red has big files, giant file sizes, but his art always looks small to me.
Yeah, that can mean a couple things, which I'm not going to list.
I've been told Pison has a mustache, but I've never seen it. Just watch, like, go back like 20 videos.
Wintertime VODs.
Did you see the number of streams we're on right now? Because I put in the title. We're at like 74.
Are we really?
We've almost done 100 streams of simple MMO. You know how hard this is, chat? It's not easy.
We have 493 subscribers on YouTube. By the way, if you're here, haven't subscribed, want to keep coming back, highly recommend click that subscribe button. Hey, maybe while along the way you're going to click that subscribe button, you can click the like button on this video. We would greatly appreciate your support.
Wow, dude. That's really good.
Professionalism. But 493. We're almost at 500. I didn't think we'd get there. So, yeah.
But there's so much content. Yeah, you fucking know it. We all know bigger doesn't mean better, says Caveman. Mallory, the next Simple Mill Library title, The Adventures of Pison's Traveling Mustache. I'm not reading that, Amelia. Alex, 74 episodes and Pison still barely knows what time they start. No, we're not twerking, Dagon. Stop it, Dagon. I swear, you guys. All right, let's move on to the media aspect. I mean, the patch, I thought the links was going to, like, when I read that, I was like, there's no way Mike would trust the community with links, right? Like, Keeban rickrolls me. He's a mod, and he rickrolls me any chance he can get. He rickrolls our whole server.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way if your mods are wild, you know, wild cowboys and cowgirls, you're going to trust the community.
Yep.
And then literally, it reversed so quickly because of the rickrolls and the trolling. So I don't think our global chat is big enough to handle that anyway. You know what I mean? It's like, even at its peak or like increased peak, which is like over 500 players, and if they're active talkers, it moves too quick. It's like, we don't need the links. Unless it's the couch cam link, which is already sanctioned, by the way.
Hey, yo. I'm assuming then that all links are good to go except for in chat. So, like, you could send it to a DM your bio or whatever, your motto.
Yeah, I do that anyway. Because
Mike you're like, not supposed to.
From the jump, you know?
Someone ban Pison immediately. And then we can start a drama.
You try to ban me for my wife, but you don't want to ban me for all my Discord links. I see how it is.
Well, our Discord link is whitelisted.
Anyway, all right. That's my thoughts. Everything else doesn't affect me. I guess you could say I'm like the perfect simple and mobile gamer. So now we're going to move on to the meat and bones of the topic tonight.
Yes.
We're also going to try to tie it into season 2. That's the challenge. So please stick around. Hit that like
button. Watch us do it.
All right. I'm going to stop sharing this. Dude, you can't.
Does anyone actually post those links anymore, Nallery? Like, do you even see that link float around anymore? Is that still a thing?
Which one?
You could read her comment.
Or
Delusion posting Discord QR codes.
That's my favorite. I had to share the screen, so.
Yeah, share that screen.
Hopefully no one, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Hopefully no one sees my Steam hentai collection.
Oh, you're going to have to enhance that bad boy real
fast. I can't. I literally.
We've been through this.
What's the hotkey?
Oh my God.
What is it?
Control plus.
Oh yeah, I hate this. It's awful. Oh wait, I can hide
this. And
then
get rid of the people.
How do I do that again?
The two people to left. Nope. go to the pin icon. The pin icon to the right. To the right. To the right. The people.
All right.
Oh, wheel. Christmas. Okay.
That's as much as I can get. So, this started way back in March. Wow. And Card, our homie Card, X-Cord, role player, so you don't want to give him too much credit. He started the Guild Warriors debate. This, of course, came as an update months ago. Well, now a month and like 1.5 months ago, almost. Where Warriors were added into the game. To entice guilds and guild members to be out of safe mode, to PvP, to get more EXP, etc., right? So, Card here, I'll just start off in reading the actual post. Card said, "I haven't thought about this too much since I've only just woken up." Wow, so philosophical Card is. "But doesn't this kind of screw over any new guild trying to become PvP and make a name for themselves? Now that wars are being constantly forced on PvP guilds, the pre-established ones are going to shoot up like mad," which they did. Crazy Fi, can you confirm this?
Sure, good. Confirmed.
All right, thanks, Crazy Fi. are going to shoot up like mad because of the abundance of targets, and the ones with fewer high-level players will have to deal with no kills for a large period of time.
So okay, this actually, is... I don't want to confirm. Like, truthfully, the guild EXP averages for weekly... Mm-hmm. Hasn't really changed. It hasn't really like shot up or anything. So,
okay. So,
except for what it is.
This is the great guild warrior debate. And I know if you're in a PvE guild, your knee-jerk reaction's like, "Oh, I don't give a shit. There's nothing for PvE." It's going to happen in the future. We don't know what it's going to look like. It'll probably be a copy and paste. But for now, just try to look at it as like through the totality of the game. And we're going to start with the first comment. "Wow, Mammo, thank you so much. It's going to be bloodshed for new PvP guilds." Yes, it really is. Because is it by default they'll become warriors or no? If there's not enough members in the guild.
By default you become warriors. You could add warriors. You could remove it if you go in permanent safe mode or in safe mode.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're PvP... Regardless, if the guild's PvP, immediately you are open up to wars, no matter how many people you have in your guild.
All right, Crucify, do you want to read your little input here?
Sure. I said, specifically about the PvP portion of it. I think one of the hardest things for a new guild is to find 10 players that remain active. If they are PvP from the start, I bet the older guilds will be hunting them down for quick EXP. I wonder if newer guilds will start out PvE more often. And you see that a lot in our weekly guild stats, right? In the guild detail section, where every new guild that comes about, they don't even, within that first week, they struggle to even get to 10. Occasionally, you'll get a guild that will pop up that has more than 10 members already in the guild within that first week. But that's because that guild leader has been, I swear to God, if someone's putting no, I'll find them. But anyways, yeah, it's because like they don't get to that 10, and the only time it happens is when that guild leader is well known within the game and they start recruiting their friends, if you will.
Yeah.
Someone's putting nerd. How kind. But yeah.
yes. Why am I even freaking surprised? Thank you, Keeban.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard for those folks to find players when they start out their new guilds.
Yeah, but I think we also have to remember that a lot of players who create these guilds, they're not like trying to be number one on the leaderboard, right? I think they're just trying to create a guild to be with their friends, or create a guild to hopefully make a guild that's active. Because I mean, I've been around all types of players who are like, the first game you join, it's like, I just want to make, my first goal is to make a guild and see who joins and if it can become active. So I think a lot of those, especially if they're PvP, a lot of those like innocent, almost like start like doughy-eyed, you know, guild leaders, like it's like a rude awakening, so to speak. Like, oh, by the way, you're about to get slapped. It's just like leaving 200 in level 200 for the first time. You're like, oh, no safe mode, I'm gonna turn it off. And then
yeah,
it's like,
I will say the a sneak peek into the weekly guild stats, because I've already built out the dashboard for the week. We are almost at parallel 50-50 of PvE versus PvP guilds. We're like two guilds off from being 50% perfectly, and normally it's like closer to like a 40% PvE and a 60% PvP. So we've absolutely seen a increase in the PvE side of the house. So it's really shown that these guilds don't want to be just cannon fodder and chewed up by the top level or already established guilds. Mm-hmm. At least that's the mindset when they walk into the creating their guilds or maintaining these smaller level guilds.
Yeah. And so when you go that route, as we see Mamo here, saying in the discussion post or the forum post, PvE is extremely expensive for starting out, because it's the task, right? It's the PowerPoints, it's the raids, it's never ending, where it's like PvP, start a war and hope, you know, hey, guys be active a little bit. Obviously, there's more than that, because the more successful guilds are not just like, okay, we're going to start wars. Like, they're doing the raids, they're doing whatever, they're doing it all. It's just they're PvP focused. But like, as a new guild coming in PvE, it's going to take some gold, some diamonds. All right, we got Dag in here, resident merch store. What do you call it?
Enthusiast.
Enthusiast. That's a good one, dude. Dag in the merch store enthusiast. He says, there were always an abundance of targets, so I don't think that getting rid of warholds, so wars on pause because of the not enough players, etc., screws newer PvP guilds, especially because there are no longer penalties for losing wars. It just removes the strat of going on hold to shield yourself in close wars, which I'm happy to see, which we weren't really privy to. Like, we weren't, back when we were active, we weren't dealing with, like, did they just pause? Did they just kick people? Or, like, did they just all go in safe mode to, like, screw us up? Like, that wasn't even, like, on our mind, Crazy Fi. But I guess that was a strat. At the end of the day, the PvP squads able / willing to invest in energy points and refills are the ones that will climb the most. While having higher levels obviously gives you an edge, even low-level PvPers can get involved by declaring on dead guilds. If those somehow get removed from the mix, then new low-level PvP guilds probably would struggle a bit. I've been actively involved in PvP from a very low level and have had a good time. You just have to bank your gold and understand that death in simple mode is pretty meaningless. Bank your gold, eat cheese, keep stepping.
I will say, when we used to PvP and do wars, it was very nice finding those guilds that were low level and no longer play the game anymore. And no other high level guild found out about it. So you had your like own secret little stash of guild EXP or, you know, guild war content that you could just absolutely obliterate and feel good. Because that was honestly the way to grind back then, was just find those dead guilds and then just chew on them.
And, you know, shout to Yurg from Yi, because Yurg would be like, Yi just got done. Just got done with a guild war. That's they're pretty dead. And like, she would post that in our mod chat, and we'd be like, "Thank you, ma'am." We'd go farm them. Those were the good days, dude. Let's see what chat's saying. Keeban says, increasing amount of PVE guilds to Crucify's point probably means that Mike will prioritize them more, right? IE emoji. I don't know, Keeban. Stop trying to mislead. You're like Dill coming in here and saying there's dungeons. I can't trust anyone. Caveman said the safe mode strat is annoying. My guild accidentally did it because we couldn't hold 10 players. Dude, you disgust me, Caveman. You say on accident, but we all know the truth. James, I'm not an NFT. Keeban says, when do I get invited to Crazy Fi's test server? That was like so long ago.
If we ever get a huge revamp again, the test server will come back. Don't you worry. But
did we not invite Keeban?
No, he was.
Yeah, he was there.
Everyone was invited. Yeah, it's just there's been no need to revamp the Discord in a major way.
We're putting it behind a paywall. So next time we do that,
subscribe to our OnlyFans and you'll get access to our test server where there's a lot of naughty things.
Expect to be paying out.
You'll get to see my gout pictures.
Delusion's like, is there a QR code? Magnus says, once API was out, it was good to find those missing guilds.
there was no longer any guild that could hide.
Yeah. Oh, you see in the sidebar. Yeah. CFTs. All right. Let's move on to the next post. Crazyfy, do you want to read this one?
Sure. When in doubt, go Gnosis Top. Says, Warmy, Ooga Booga. Really love that Mike's staff implemented EXP boost to warriors.
Why did you read that part?
That's the best part. Really love that Mike's staff implemented EXP boost to warriors to compensate being out of BA. I tried doing BA while being a warrior. Oh boy. Chunk it EXP, but not advisable. Leaves me open for stab. My only suggestion for more action pack is that warriors should have faster health regen aside from the pleb benefit. That curves onto more bloodshed. That's an interesting point.
So mass, like, rapid respawns, like in COD? Like, in it's like shipment. Everyone's responding faster.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the faster.
I don't know, because then you're like, warriors. Then you're creating, like, an ecosystem around just the warrior role itself. I don't know. Or, like, putting maybe too much, like, you're incentivizing one small aspect of not only the simple mode ecosystem, but the guild ecosystem a little too much. But interesting. Very interesting.
I do like that it offsets your BA so that you will actually go out and kill people.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know about adding a faster health regen.
PvP will never be as good as BA in terms of leveling, though. So, like, you're still going to... If you're an aspiring PvPer, like, you're going to want to do BA anyway. Oh my gosh. And here we go. Much love to Corpse Kitty writing the next Harry Potter book. And I guess I'll take this on. But let me look at chat real quick to prolong it. No, we're not saying... Don't say this again, Crazyfy.
Ooga booga.
God, you son of a bitch. Caveman says, when CO drops out this season, you'll know we're not holding wars. Also, I'll be a merc when that happens. Anyone need a bonker? Well, Caveman, we'll be sure to vote you in as most washed out guild. I heard that you have to donate bits to make Crazy Fi say Ooga. Ace has bleep on hiatus at the bleep bloop is gone. Holy shit.
Oh, that's sad.
Because that is bleep bloop. Bleep bloop, where'd you go?
Where'd you go? I missed you so.
Bro, that's like Ramen waved to me like 2 days ago. And I was like, hold on. I know we saw you in the event, but the event's over. And you waved to me? You're alive?
You gotta print it out and frame it.
Yeah, I gotta like screenshot it and like get it tattooed on my chest. Dagen says, health regen sucks. Wish they would take it off of pleb. I didn't even know that was a thing. Is health regen part of pleb?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Let's Learn Simple MMO with Pison.
You know, the reason why I produce these tutorial videos that I need to start doing
for me
more. Yeah, it's not for the community. Let's get this straight. Not for the community. It's for Pison, so you can learn how to play the game, and so we can act intelligent when we're on stream.
Yeah.
But I keep getting caught up in other things. I can't produce them so fast, you know. So here we are.
I forgot you even did them.
Yeah, I gotta pick them back up again. Yeah. I have a whole like script for like 3 or 4 more of them. I just haven't had time to produce them.
You need to do that, or share the scripts with me and coach me through it, and then I can do it.
Yeah, I got 2 more weeks of school, and then I'm done. So
I just finished my class today. The SOB opened up week not only week 7 but week 8. So I was able to do my discussion, do my 2 replies because people already did it, and do the final and basically middle finger this class. So I'm free. Okay, never mind. That's recruit. We have active recruiting in our chat. Remember, we are doing guild advertisements on our website, especially for season 2. Oh, also that. Remind me, I'm gonna share that before we leave. I want to see.
Did we pushed out the one already? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We did?
Yep, absolutely. I talked to them.
Yeah, thank you.
We have the Russian guild.
Prostor.
Yeah, Prostor came and asked for a guild advertisement, and we produced that one pretty fast. So if you're interested, check it out. It's in our blog post.
Yeah, next one is Manatee.
Nice.
I'm so far behind chat. Anyway, let's read
this.
Yeah,
you are.
Okay, Corpse Kitty, here we go. Holy shit. This recent guild update I'm not really fond of, unfortunately. It has killed my mood and left me a bit sour from it all. As a PvP player, I love the fact that there was no limitation on PvP kills via Guild Wars, besides when it got put on hold, which was more reasonable, to be fair and to be honest. Twice in once, I was happy with the way it was before they changed it. This new update doesn't help newer guilds starting out either, in my opinion. I came home, and to my disappointment, I can't do any guild wars because mom said, no, I'm just kidding. We are currently short 2 warriors right now. Without that, we can't participate in guild wars, period. We can't contribute any GXP to our guild unless we choose to do raids instead. Originally, the guild I'm in only listed as PvP. Just recently, they had it listed as PvE and PvP. Without the temporary hold on Guild Wars, I can see the unfair advantage it has on inactive, semi-active guilds and newly PvP guilds. You're just going to have to go PvE at this point. These active guilds will be able to abuse it and grant them easy guild wins without wars being put on hold anymore. I can only see myself getting killed more frequently as well. I even noticed after this recent update, I get much more notifications of me being killed constantly, and that's reasonable and understandable. It's not really an issue for me though, since I'm a PvP player myself and signed up for it, but it's an odd point I'm making regarding the recent change in new guild update. It's not a waste though, since I know I can still choose to do regular PvP kills, but unfortunately, they won't go towards my guild EXP. It will, however, go to my own EXP, which is a major downside. This is especially when I wanted to be able to contribute to my guild besides just doing raids and killing NPCs. Yeah. So that's Corpse Kitty's take. Yeah, honestly, I mean, a lot of this can just be fixed by going PvE. And not having enough players to do the warriors, you know, that's like, it's an individual issue for each guild if you have enough and you're able to retain enough members or not, right? But yeah, I mean, he's got a fine take from a PvP.
James said Corpse was in Midnight Rain at the time, LMAO. It was already dead when this update came out. I think Warrior's sick just for the EXP. And so Corpse is in Rain Factory now. They a good warrior.
So Corpse was being dramatic during, I mean, I would be dramatic too if I was in Midnight Rain, since my, you know, suppose a guild leader James fucking just abandon everyone. So, I'd be real dramatic. I would, you know, I'm surprised he's not more dramatic in that post saying, and also my guild leaders suck. TO's here. Holy crap. Our YouTube mod. It's good to see TO. I thought TO was dead. I was literally about to start asking. We need more YouTube mods, by the way. So that's going to be a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen Ubi in like 3 weeks. So yeah, we need more YouTube mods. Okay. So next is card. Crazy Five, do you want to...
Yeah, we get every other. Card says, I can see all this being a good focal point and can make it better for guilds who are doing their best to be rewarded. My issue with this, however, comes when you're thinking about what guilds have the kind of resources necessary. As time goes on, we'll see more and more that the guilds with higher level players, pre-established notoriety, and whales being the ones to rise, and now even more quickly than ever. Funnily enough, I feel like this seasonal weekly guild leaderboard that CouchCat is working so hard on is allowing people to learn about more guilds, which is always a good thing. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let me pat my own back, baby. Yeah.
It's true, we are.
I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I feel like it's a great avenue for these lower guilds to get recognition.
Were you about to say toot your own horn?
No, I said horn.
Okay. But it sounded like you're about... Also, there's this thing in chat that Amelia said that I don't want to read out loud, but why would you... Why did you type that, Amelia? Why did you type that? Yeah, now we caught on to you. TO, I know that all of our YouTube mods listen, either watch the VOD or listen to it as a podcast, and remember our announcement that we're now Mondays and Thursdays. So I know TO's just messing with us. Motherfucker, I swear to God. Okay, so we're back with Dagon's response to Card here. Dagon says, I guess I just don't see how they'll rise more quickly than ever. They still only get 50 guild XP per kill, and I really don't think the number of targets has changed significantly. Before the change, I never ran out of targets, even when guilds could put wars on hold, especially with the simple mill tool. I have a guildmate who was occasionally getting up to 33k kills a week pre-update. Babel had also been getting between 130k to 250k kills per week pre-update. True. I'd be curious to know if any Beyblade players feel like their GXP gain potential is substantially improved because wars can't go on hold anymore.
Yeah, and like again, we've seen this in the guild. So I'll get that one. Don't worry. Okay. We get this in the guild weekly or the weekly guild stats. The amount of guild EXP that the top 10 PvP guilds earn each week has not substantially increased. Occasionally, we are looking at an average of 6 to 8 mil per week, and occasionally, whether it's the event or something else, they'll get up to 12, maybe 18 on a really good week. This week that's coming up, that's going to be released on Wednesday, there's a... Let me tell you, I was completely shocked when I saw the number one for PvP. They earned 12 mil. And the other guilds earned anywhere between 3 to 8 on the top 10 for the PvP side. So, it's not... It hasn't really increased that much. So, yeah. Anyways, let's get to this one.
Good luck, brother.
Katie says, all in all, I love the aspect of killing players in Guild Wars freely with no limitations and having Guild Wars being put on hold. Now, I'm currently waiting for and or needing certain number of warriors just to be able to participate in Guild Wars and get Guild EXP for my guild. This update has killed my appetite to enjoy PvP and PKing and Guild Wars in general. Before you all go on about saying I'm being salty or tell me to be in an active guild and do raids as well as to contribute to Guild EXP, I know that. Quite frankly, this is just me simply venting and just stating my opinion and why I don't like the recent and new guild update. I'm not bashing anyone or bad-mouthing the devs, unlike when many others did based upon an older update that capped gold for higher level players beyond the 40k threshold. Now that in itself was pure fiasco and chaos. please scroll down.
You read off my thing?
Yes. Who knows, though? Maybe with this new update, they will tweak it to make it better in future updates or revert back to the original Guild Wars. Newsflash, they don't. Like, one stated, nothing is set in stone. Yeah, we just got to ride it out and see what will come of it in future updates. This is all I have to say. Regrading the matter,
and it's edited. It's fucking edited, Corpse, and you put regrading. dude, he is dramatic. I love his takes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything to say to that? I don't know. I just, I don't have that much skin in the game.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I would be interested to hear what Corpse Kitty has to say now that they're in Rain Factory and are PvPing there, because they've been consistently putting up numbers and showing up as top 10 on the weekly guild stats. So.
Yeah. And if Ace says Guild Warrior update is good, then it's good. I believe anyone from Golden Arrows, all four of them. All right. So
impressive how four could hold a top 5 spot.
Yeah. And one's a tuna. It's like, they don't even have hands. It's like, how do you PvP? It's interesting. It's an interesting take or concept. So the final response to this form is from Caveman. And it was actually 11 days ago. And Caveman says, one thing I think kept new PvP guilds from sticking around was combating the loss of EXP. When you're a new PvP guild, I imagine not seeing EXP gains due to losing many wars would be very disheartening. It was kind of hard. I remember the early days when Forest would declare war on us and friendly too. Man, the early days were kind of shit. So as an onboarding design decision, I think the update plays to its intentions. Yeah. It makes it easier to swallow. Like, you're on the one hand, you're going to get slapped because you're open to the bloodbath. On the other hand, you're not losing much besides your ego, I guess. If you have large goals, starting off with your, you know, baby guild with 10 members. but yeah, good points, Crazy Caveman. And thank you, Crazy Five, for helping me reread this. This was the Guild Warriors discussion. This is inside our Discord server under our forms, where we have.
What the fuck was that? Hold on. What was that? Your
So like sometimes when I scratch my head, like I get shivers. Like, I don't know, dude.
What?
Yeah. that's what happened. But yeah, so we have plenty of discussions here, and I know Tim just actually posted an off-topic one. Yeah. Music taste. So I better see Alec in here talking about emo rap. If I don't see Alec in here, I know he's not a true friend and I get to make fun of him more.
So the question is, wait, why are we covering the Guild Warrior update area like a month later? Well, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking, chat. And here's why. Season 2 of the Seasonal Guild leaderboard is going to cover roster changes for each of the guilds. And that comes from having the warrior status. Who in each guild is going to maintain and maybe lose that warrior status if people lose warrior status. We'll see. But so that's why we're covering it now, as a little teaser for what's to come for the Season 2 of the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, SGL.
Is that what we're calling it?
Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, yeah. I mean, SGL.
That's a cool, yeah. That sounds very
Season 2 of SGL. That's like ESL and all the others. So,
yeah.
SGL. Which, also, we could announce here, if you're good with it, the start date of the season 2 of the SGL.
It's the first Monday stream. For those of you who showed up and showed your support and love, why not?
Yeah. So season 2 of the SGL will start 3 May. And so start 3 May for everyone who is excited for it. Just to let you know, I do pools on the first, like at the evening time. So 3 May evening time. And that will be when I do my first initial pool. So if you want to start going, highly recommend. Don't start like really grinding out until 4 May, because 3 May will be when I get the baseline, and then the following week is when I get the first week amount of updates that we'll have for the first stream of Season 2 of the SGL. So,
prepare.
There you go. Prepare yourself. Evening of 3 May. I normally do pools around 8 p.m., 9 p.m. CST. So 9 to 10 p.m. EST, for those who are wondering. That's when it'll start. In fact, actually, here's what I'll do. When I get all the pools done, I will post in the Discord. I will add all the Simple MMO fans, everyone who has a Simple MMO fan role, and announce that Season 2 of the SGL has started. That way everyone can get hyped and know when it actually officially starts, so you're not guessing, and you can tell your guilds. So make sure to join the Discord so you can get the notification when the SGL starts.
Yeah, sweet. I'm stoked. Finally, because in the meantime, while we're waiting for Season 2, it's been it's been real chill. But yeah, so hopefully everyone from the Easter event has taken the time to recruit, has taken the time to find their groove, because as we saw through the weekly updates, still tracked by CrazyFi, which will be posted Wednesday, I expect, still to continue. But like, as we've seen, guilds have remained active, such as Rain Factory, right? I mean, everyone from Season 1, surprisingly, Elysium, in some of the German guilds coming back, but we've seen the truly active guilds remain active, so you're on a good trajectory for the competition. So don't break your backs yet, but if this is like you, if you're going at 100 anyway, continue doing that, because we would love to see, you know, we're really hoping. If you're just tuning in, we did a prediction stream. I pretty much did it on my own, but we both, CrazyFi had his notes. We did a prediction stream last Thursday. Listen to that about halfway through as a starting point, but listen to that. We're really hoping to see some of our favorites on the first week for Season 2 of SGL. So yeah, can't wait. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
And Theo brought up a good point. We haven't even talked to any artists yet about... we don't know if we're going to do every season is a different item. We eventually want to get to the point where we just have one set. But Theo is definitely the first evolution or the first phase of the artwork. We have to discuss that more in the behind the scenes, because we don't know if that's sustainable. we don't. But... yeah, for now it'll remain TOs until, you know, whatever we got moving on in the background. Did I blow up? What happened to Global? Okay. Just good times. Narnia saying hello and Theron saying couch cat forever. It's good to see. Yeah, Rain Factory coming in hot. TO says I am phase one. But yeah, good shout. That was a good tease.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, Season 1 went so well. And I see Hadu is in Rain Factory, so we don't know how long their progress will, or how long they'll remain on the seasonal guild leaderboard. They'll probably wash out with Hadu there, but we'll see what happens.
I'm really excited for these guilds that were in the lower tiers, because I have a sneaky suspicion that quite a few of them are going to be in those higher tiers real soon.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And that's super exciting.
We still need to go over the input. So I don't know, CrazyFi, if you want to do a stream going over the input we were given when we posted that discussion, and yeah, discuss it live with our friends.
Yeah, we could do that the following Thursday. after the start of the season, because we won't be have anything to produce for the season content, because it'll still just started. So let's do the feedback, and we could just address which feedback will actually be taken into consideration for season two, and which will have to be pushed to a later time, or just not at all.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll plan for that. So if you've given us feedback, was that like two? Is that the fourth? No, the following, right? So
yeah, it's the fourth.
Okay. So the fourth, we'll go over the input.
Yeah.
But before we go, and before we get all into the official outro, I wanted to share the first skill advertisement, especially because we're rolling into S2O SGL. Man, that just rolls off the tongue. I want to show love to Prostor and also my hard work for the blog post. It wasn't that hard. I did make the custom thumbnail though. So get ready for that, because I'm not waiting for images. I'm making custom thumbnails for everyone. And I wanted to show an example. And if it piques your interest, especially for season two, you know, just get with me in the DMs and we'll set it up. But here, I will prep the share. All right. Why doesn't it show? Here it is. We're good. So here is our website. I didn't tell Crazyfy this, but I added I segmented the blog, so you can quickly see Pison's Corner and our guild advertisements, and then the blog will host everything that's simple mode related, that's, you know, generic updates, news, advisors, events, whatever. But here, people can go straight to guild advertisements. Sorry for the flashbang, by the way. I didn't warn anyone. So this is this is Prostor's guild advertisement post. And this is what it will look like. So just envision Rain Factory. I know Manatee's guild wants to be up here, and other friends that have approached me so far. And this is what it will look like. So I have Russian translate on. I don't know. So anyway, this is what it'll be. We have the leadership section, because again, we want people to be able to identify who leads the guild and to reach out to the leadership team for the guild if they have specific questions, right? So we have the leadership section here, and then we have the description. This generally, and it did for Prostor, will come from your simple MMO description from the guild page within game. So this is just a straight copy and paste. I didn't, you know, clean up or whatever, but that's the description portion. And then the message, this is the custom, I would say the custom portion that deviates from your native, you know, guild view in game. This is from within the DM working with Asmar. I hope I said your name right. Sorry, bro. Getting this post live. And this is just a quote from him. So if, you know, you reach out to me, you're interested, you know, I'm going to ask, like, what's your message for new guild, you know, potential guild members? And this is just him explaining the guild to me outside of the description in game. And so that's what I used here. And then a giant, hyperlink, which leads to the guild page in game, so they can just, you know, join from there. And then you get a shout out. So this is the first guild advertisement. Again, it will have its own breakout of the blog section. So new players, you know, even if you have prospective players or you're advertising here, it's pretty good now. If you're advertising within the Simple Mode Discord, you can, you know, hyperlink or just link this post and it'll work
out. It's allowed now.
Yeah. And I think it'll work out better for you. People will get more than just the in-game description. They'll get your message, they'll get your leadership up front, and, you know, whatever else you want to add to the post. You know, I'm trying to keep them all the same, but the main thing is to get them out quickly and not just like wait forever for something. And you will get a custom thumbnail. Like I made this, so I hope you like custom thumbnails. But that's a guild advertisement. I wanted to show that before we departed. But yeah, Crazyfy, anything you want to say about
so
that.
Just to be clear, how can, say I'm a guild leader, I want Couch Cat Gaming to be on a guild advertisement. How can I get that?
All right, so the easiest way is to DM me in game. If we're friends on Discord, you already know how to reach me there. I'm not trying to get, you know, DMs in Discord. I block them essentially, but DM me in game that you're interested, and you know, I will send you this article as the example. So that way you already know what to provide me. And you don't need to provide me the description, because I'll copy and paste that from your page, and I will create a thumbnail for you. So I'm really looking for your leadership package, or who's in charge in your guild, and I'm looking for your message from you specifically, or anyone in your guild that represents your guild well. Send me a message that I can give a personal taste to the post, and that's it. And then we're probably going to release them weekly. As season 2 ramps up, Crazy Fi, I think just as soon as we get them and I can get it done, I'll push it out, because we want people to see your guilds and get hyped for the season as it, you know, starts to ramp up.
Yeah, I think it's a great way between the season 2 and a guild advertisement page for guilds to recruit. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see a Couch Cat Gaming guild advertisement.
Oh my god. Why do you do this every... You summon Kuma with your bullshit. You know what I mean? I was just kidding. Maybe one day. I would love to. If Crazy Fi... If Baby Leave makes Crazy Fi more active, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
There's a very good chance it could. Because like that'll the be the only game I can play.
With one hand, yeah.
Yeah.
you see Crazy Fi, like, limits. Like, dumping, like, 700 fucking PowerPoints in her bank. but that's it. That's all I got. Again... Award show's coming up this Thursday. Please show up, support us, support your favorite guilds and your guild if you're involved. Season 2 of SGL is ramping up literally next week. Coming out hot, by the way. And yeah, that's all I have for you. You know, chat, thank you so much for being here. Please remember for next time, because it's Monday. It's a new day for us. So I'm just glad people showed up. We were actually talking about it offline. Like, are people going to show up? Like, this is kind of like a last minute thing. But thank you for showing up. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Award show Thursday.
I just
get
said
hyped.
Okay, that's Crazy Fi's input. Yeah. all right. So, you know, goodbye, everyone. It was fun hanging out with everyone. We hope we made Monday better, as Nauri said earlier. And we'll see you Thursday for the award show. We're excited. Stop by the Discord server and let's chat about it. We'll throw a form up, hopefully. Maybe. We'll have to ping Cutie, probably. We'll throw a form up and everyone can discuss the award show if you want. I don't know. Subscribe. You know what? Let me do this right. Keep playing Simple MMO. Use Yomu's tool. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. And head on over to couchcatpod.com for more simple content and guild advertisement inquiries. And we'll see you Thursday. And we'll see you in game. We'll see you in Discord. So that's all I got. Peace out, everyone.
Well, bye.
Bye, Kumo. Kumo, do you want to say bye? Do you want to say, Kumo? You want to say, Kumo, come here. You want to say bye? Okay. He says bye, everyone. Peace out.